Blog Talk Radio.
The Senate will come to order.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
I want to know, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
All right, here we go. Everybody, get on up and do your stuff. Did you hear what I say? I said everybody, get on up and do your stuff. You better get up. Don't be so rough, but you got to be tough when you do your stuff.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Congress College. My name is Elizabeth Christ, and I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes on this radio show, which is typically talks about Congress. Congress College typically talks about Congress actually twice weekly, and on the Monday show, it's a 6:30 airing typically. We usually outline the week in Congress, and what that means is we talk about what will actually be coming up in the Senate of the United States and in the House of Representatives. And as I said, Congress College airs twice weekly on the Friday show, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is when we recap the week in Congress College, and we talk about what actually got done. Did the members of the House, did the members of the Senate do what they said they were going to do? Were you represented well in Washington, D.C. for the week? That's the reason I do Congress College. So you can answer a really, really simple question. Were you represented well in Washington, D.C. for the week? But you know what? This show of Congress College is not going to be about Congress other than just a brief outline. Your host, Elizabeth Letchworth, Christ, formerly Letchworth, is going to honor a former colleague in the United States Senate, United States Senator Fred Dalton Thompson, who lost his life to cancer. He had a battle with cancer, lost his life at the age of 73, and I'd like to honor him a little bit in just a few minutes. But first, let me just say this. I love this quote. After 2 years in Washington, I often long for the realism and sincerity of Hollywood. That was Fred Thompson, and he said that before the Commonwealth Club in California. Fred was a Watergate lawyer. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. He was an actor, did the Law and Order show, as well as dozens of movies. He was also, in addition to being a former senator, he was a former Republican presidential candidate. What did you know, and when did you know it? Does that sound familiar? Well, it should. I'll play a clip in just a second about Fred, but let me spend just 1 minute talking about the Senate and the House. That was Fred's former job, United States Senator from the state of Tennessee. The Senate this week, obviously, they debated and passed a disapproval resolution to stop one of the newest EPA regulations. It redefines the word water, and I'm not kidding you. It redefines the word water. Two federal courts have already found the Obama administration's plans to regulate the land around nearly every pothole and every ditch. It's likely illegal. But the Senate debated a resolution to disapprove that regulation. They did it this week. We'll talk about that more on Monday. And then let me just say real quick, the House of Representatives, under the helm of the new Speaker, Paul Ryan, the Speaker met with the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell this week. He attended the policy luncheon, the weekly policy luncheon that the Republicans have. Speaker Ryan attended that. That was a good move on the part of the Speaker to sort of bridge a gap or at least build a new relationship. I can remember Senator Fred Thompson in many of those luncheons. Anyway, you've got spending legislation, a highway bill, all of which Speaker Paul Ryan and his counterpart, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, will have to work out later. These are going to be big battles. We're going to have lots of time to talk about them in the coming weeks. But as I said, I wanted to talk and spend this show honoring a friend to a lot of the Senate family, a lot of Senate family staff, which is what I am, obviously, in honoring Fred Dalton Thompson. I want to play one clip for you really quickly. See if you recognize the voice in this. Here you go. It's less than a little more than a minute.
In 1972, the country was in deep distress over potential criminal wrongdoing by President Nixon. Howard Baker was appointed vice chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Presidential Campaign Activities, also known as the Watergate Committee. He and Chairman Sam Ervin worked together to ensure that the truth was found. In Senator Baker's own words, he would let the chips fall where they may. As an anxious nation watched the televised committee hearings, it heard Howard Baker ask his now famous question.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
I had the honor of serving as Senator Baker's chief minority counsel on the Watergate Committee. I watched and learned as he put the good of the nation above politics. As persons of all political persuasions observed after Watergate, Senator Baker acted as an honorable and effective inquisitor who placed above all else his devotion to his country and his duty to learn the facts. The system survived and thrived despite the crisis. That's in large part due to the integrity and determination of Howard Baker.
It was in that spirit that we worked together.
That closes out the public service announcement really done by Senator Thompson, honoring his former boss and friend, Howard Baker, and that can be found at the University of Tennessee Library that they're setting up for Howard Baker. But I wanted to play that because most people don't realize, where did that statement come from? What did he know and when did he know it? What did the president know and when did he know it? It came from Fred Dalton Thompson. It came from Senator Thompson when he was Watergate counsel, special counsel to the Watergate Committee in the Senate, and whispered it in the ear of Senator Howard Baker. Fred was pretty humble. This is a 6-foot, 6-inch man. It's hard to believe that a 6-foot, 6-inch man could be that humble, but he was. He definitely was indeed. Let me read to you what Senator McConnell said on the Senate floor Tuesday after learning of the former senator, former colleague's passing. Sunday night, first available time for the Senate to reconvene and to honor former Senator Thompson was Tuesday. This is what Senator McConnell said. There was never any doubt when our colleague from Tennessee was nearby. 6 feet, 6 inches tall. Deep, booming voice. Magnetic personality that lit up any room he was in. Fred Thompson may have towered over the Senate in a very literal sense, but he was one of the most down-to-earth guys you'll ever meet. He was a true gentleman with a kind heart. And this senator, who lived life to the very fullest, the first in his family to ever attend college, never forgot where he came from. Now, in a weird twist of fate, it turns out that Fred and I actually came from the same place. We were both born in what is then known as Colbert Hospital around Sheffield, Alabama. But getting back to Fred's humility, how many successful actors can you say that about? You see, Senator Thompson hardly fit the Hollywood stereotype. Senator Thompson didn't fit the political stereotype. He was just Fred. He had one of the most interesting careers you could ever imagine. Senate colleague, Watergate lawyer, presidential candidate, radio personality. He was an icon of silver and small screen alike, one who didn't just take on criminals as an actor, but as a real life prosecutor too. That was Fred Thompson. That was the man many of us had the pleasure to serve with. I'm reminded of some words shared recently by Fred's friend of 50 years, a friend who succeeded him here in the Senate. Very few people can light up a room the way Fred Thompson did, he said. I will miss him greatly. I join the senior senator from Tennessee in the same sentiment. I know the entire Senate does as well. Just as the Senate joins together in sending condolences to Fred's loved ones, Jerry and his children in particular, in this very difficult time. Well done, Senator McConnell. Well done. You know, it's interesting. You talk about Fred Thompson, and humility does come to mind. As big as he was, as towering as his voice was, he always had a huge, huge smile on his face. But he always made you feel special when you were talking to him, when you were in the room with him. Here's a report from Fox News on Fred's passing. Take a listen here. This is a little more than 3 minutes.
We begin with breaking news. Fred Thompson has died of lymphoma. The former U.S. Senator and one-time Republican presidential candidate is probably known most for his role in American politics, but also by millions of TV and movie fans for his role as an actor in film and television, including his long-running part in Law & Order. Thompson was a Watergate attorney who moved between politics and acting for most of his adult life. Early in his time on Capitol Hill, he was a rising star in the U.S. Senate. But he retired from the seat in January of 2003, saying he just didn't have the heart for another term. He later ran for president in 2007. Thompson stood at 6'6" with a booming voice, folksy demeanor, and appeared in at least 20 motion pictures. His credits include In the Line of Fire, Die Hard, The Hunt for Red October, Cape Fear. But again, many people knew him from the hit TV show Law & Order. Thompson joined us on the couch not long ago on Outnumbered in July of last year and talked about being a conservative in Hollywood. Let's watch. I'm curious, is it true, though, that most of Hollywood expresses itself in a liberal way? I mean, did you find that to be true?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. I've thought about, you know, why that is, and I don't know that. I kind of think that, you know, most of them have come out. They're artistic. They're idealistic. They're humanitarian, so many of them, and their heart's in the right place. But a lot of them don't have a real strong connection with what it's like in the day-to-day world out there, mm-hmm. making a living the way most people do.
People love to hear him talk, that voice. Before Fred Thompson's death, Fox News host Sean Hannity took a look at the former senator's long legacy. Let's watch that together.
Fred Thompson has worn many hats, lawyer, actor.
No deals, Casey. Do your job. Prosecute the crime.
Senator, presidential candidate.
It's about the future of our country.
In his new book, Teaching the Pig to Dance, Thompson recounts his colorful and admittedly lucky life. Growing up in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, Thompson was raised by hardworking, middle-class parents. After becoming the first in his family to graduate college, Thompson went on to law school, and despite protests from his mother, he became a lawyer. Soon after, Thompson started his political career, becoming Tennessee Republican Senator Howard Baker's campaign manager during his 1972 re-election campaign. He was then appointed minority counsel to assist Republican senators on the Senate Watergate Committee. In 1977, Thompson made headlines when he filed a wrongful termination suit against Democratic Governor Ray Blanton. Now, Thompson helped expose the cash for clemency scheme that eventually led to Blanton's removal from office. The case became the plot of a novel, which eventually was made into a movie. When the director cast Thompson to play himself, thus began the start of his long acting career. In 1994, Thompson was elected to finish the remaining 2 years of Al Gore's U.S. Senate term and was re-elected 2 years later. In 2007, Thompson threw his hat into the ring for the presidency, but withdrew after a tough primary race in 2008. Although Thompson admits he is lucky, he says it's the foundation that his parents and a small Tennessee town provided that truly set him up for success.
We remember the lawyer, the politician, the actor, Fred Thompson, dead of lymphoma at 73.
That was a nice job done by Sean. Just a nice job overall by Fox News. Harris did a good job also. So If you remember just a minute ago, they talked, Sean talked about Fred taking on the then governor back in the 70s, Ray Blanton. He was the governor of Tennessee. And it had to do with a clemency situation with the Board of Pardons and Paroles in Tennessee. It was a movie called Marie. I urge you to see it. It starred Sissy Spacek, and the story was of her life during this time. Marie Rejanti was her name. She was the former head of the Tennessee Board of Pardons and Paroles, and in 1977, she was fired from that position because she refused to release prisoners who, it turned out, were the part of a bribe scandal coordinated in part by Governor Ray Blanton, who was the current governor. Marie Rejanti in real life was a single mother, a political appointee, and she was hounded for her refusal to not cooperate, and she ended up walking into a lawyer's office and asking for help. That lawyer was Fred Thompson. When they were making the movie years later, back in, I believe it was 1985, so the story started in the late 70s. So in 1985, after the book by Peter Moss, Fred was asked, and I remember him telling me this, he was asked to visit the set of Marie, see if they were playing the lawyer part correctly. And as they started shooting the lawyer part, Fred basically said, no, it doesn't work. It didn't go like that. It went like this. And he got up and played the role of the lawyer. And as they say, you want to hear the rest of the story before long, the director and the movie people said, Fred, why don't you play yourself? That's how it started. If anybody saw the movie Marie, the scene where she is walking into a lawyer's office, now she's still a fairly timid single mom, been fired, her whole world is upside down. She walks into a lawyer's office, and the only thing you see from the original shot of her walking into the lawyer's office, what she sees are these two big feet, a set of shoes, propped on the desk, and then behind those shoes is big Fred Thompson, booming voice that ended up protecting Marie Rejanti and ended up basically laying the groundwork for the then Governor Ray Blanton to end up going to jail. If you haven't seen the movie Marie, take a look at it and then sort of laugh a little bit or smile a little bit, because that was the beginning of Fred's acting career. He liked telling the story too. Does anybody remember this? Evil flourishes when good men do nothing. Evil flourishes when good men do nothing. Does it sound familiar? I remember talking to Fred about that line too, and he laughed. He laughed a real hearty laugh and he said, my gosh, Elizabeth, why do you remember that? You know, we've heard that. We've heard it in different ways. Idle hands is the devil's workshop. We've heard it, but evil flourishes when good men do nothing. That was something Fred said in the movie Marie. Fred wrote a book in 2010, as Sean said in the piece just a minute ago, Teaching the Pig to Dance, a memoir of growing up and second chances. Fred wrote this about his candidacy. It occurred to me that, to paraphrase one of Churchill's comments, perhaps I had more to be humble about than I realized. It occurred to me that this was a pretty doggone expensive way to achieve a little humility. Fred married his high school sweetheart at the age of 17. They had two children, one of which is now deceased, his daughter, his oldest daughter. He attended college on a basketball scholarship. One semester he had to quit school, had a bunch of part-time jobs. I remember at one point he worked in a drive-in movie theater and would kind of say, isn't it funny, I worked in a drive-in movie theater, who'd ever thunk it that I'd end up in the movies? He graduated from Memphis State and then went to Vanderbilt University Law School. His law school roommate was also a personal friend of mine. Howard was another one of those characters sort of bigger than life. Howard Liebengood and Fred Thompson were not only college roommates. They both came to Washington, D.C. to work for Howard Baker on the Watergate Committee. Fred ended up being a United States Senator. Howard S. Liebengood ended up being the Sergeant of Arms in the United States Senate. They were running buddies, as they like to say, but good friends. Fred gave the eulogy at Howard Liebengood's memorial service some years ago. But back in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, Fred practiced law. He formed the country's first young Republican group. The county's first young Republican group. And then, of course, worked on political campaigns, as we've talked about. As I said, Lamar Alexander, the senior senator from Tennessee, said this on Sunday. He used his magic as a lawyer, actor, Watergate counsel, and United States senator to become one of the country's most principled and effective public servants. I trust him, Senator Baker said in the USA Today article in 1997. I didn't have time to get acquainted with anybody else and evaluate a bunch of legal stars. As I said, after Fred came to Washington as a Watergate lawyer, he came back as a United States Senator, and that's where I got to know him better. He was a wonderful, wonderful man of God. Fred was married twice. His second wife, Jerry, his current wife, boy, that was a love affair. They had four children, all total. He was the son of a car salesman. He knew how to work hard. He also knew how to play hard. But you know what? He was grateful for both. Fred was a Christian. He loved the Lord. He loved his wife, Jerry, and their two children. His oldest son, the grandchildren, in this 6'6", larger-than-life father, grandfather, husband, and friend to thousands, he will be missed. But what a wonderful, beautiful angel we all have in heaven. Remember, evil flourishes when good men do nothing. You can clearly pretty much come to the conclusion Fred Dalton Thompson did a whole lot more than nothing. He did a lot of things. Evil flourishes when good men do nothing. Evil didn't flourish because Fred did a lot. He accomplished a lot. A wonderful public servant. A star in his own right. But as so many people have said, you would have never, ever known it. Well done, my good and faithful friend. Rest in peace, Fred. I want to leave the listeners with this. This is Mercy Me. I can only imagine. If you've heard the song before, they talk about dancing in front of Jesus. Well, you know, Fred, 6'6" frame, can't you just see him dancing before Jesus and loving new life? I just know he does. Good job, Fred. Good job.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your last
Passed away at age 73. Thank you.